Early winter is a great time to take a walk outside, but it is essential to be aware of the dangers presented by frozen, or partially frozen, bodies of water. Always stay off stormwater ponds. Town of BWG bylaws prohibit skating and other recreation on stormwater management ponds as the ice thickness differs from one area to the next and there can be pockets of air and water in unexpected spots. Many factors affect ice thickness, including type of water, location, the time of year, and other environmental factors such as water depth, size of body of water, currents, tides and other moving water, chemicals including salt, fluctuations in water levels, logs, rocks and docks absorbing heat from the sun, and changing air temperature. Ice color is an important factor in ice safety awareness. You should know that. The color of ice may be an indication of its strength. Clear blue ice is strongest. White, opaque or snow ice is half as strong as blue ice. Gray ice is unsafe. The grayness indicates the presence of water. If you get into trouble on ice and you're by yourself, shout for help. Resist the urge to climb back out where you fell in. The ice is weak in this area. Try to relax and catch your breath. Turn yourself toward shore so you are looking at where you entered onto the ice. The ice is more stable close to shore. Reach forward onto the broken ice without pushing down. Kick your legs to try to get your body into a horizontal position. Continue kicking your legs and crawl onto the ice. When you are back on the ice, crawl on your stomach or roll away from the open area with your arms and legs spread out as far as possible to evenly distribute your body weight. When you are with others on ice, rescuing another person from ice can be dangerous. The safest way to perform a rescue is from shore. Shout for help. Consider whether you can quickly get help from trained professionals or bystanders. Determine if you can reach them using a long pole or branch from shore. If so, lie down and extend the pole to the person. If you go onto ice, wear a PFD and carry a long pole or branch to test the ice in front of you. Bring something to reach or throw to the person. When near the break, lie down to distribute your weight and slowly crawl toward the hole. Remaining low, extend or throw your emergency rescue device to the person. Have the person kick while you pull. Move the person to a safe position on shore. Signal for help.